Good morning. High pressure is keeping it dry across interior New York and New England, but that big thunderstorm complex from the Ohio Valley and Midwest, the tops of those thunderstorms in the form of high, thin cirrus clouds are blowing across our skies, especially across the southern tier of New York, the Catskills and I-88 corridor, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. That will cause a filtered version of sunshine during the morning hours with thinner clouds, stronger sunshine this afternoon. Now, everyone north of I-90 will have full sunshine all day long, and everyone's going to stay dry today. And temperatures will respond nicely, reaching into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Skies will be clear tonight, and it'll be comfortably cool with low humidity, lows back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. With a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, the weather will stay dry and comfortably warm with highs reaching the lower 80s again. A ridge of high pressure will dominate the weather through the upcoming weekend, and it will allow for a bigger warm-up on Saturday. With a southwesterly wind flow developing, temperatures will be in the middle to upper 80s and then reach 90 with increasing humidity for the day on Sunday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to our northwest, where the next trough of low pressure and an associated cold front will make an approach into the early part of next week. It looks like the front will work its way through the Great Lakes on Monday. We do run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm here, but more of the action will arrive Monday night into Tuesday with a better chance at showers and thunderstorms around as that front pushes through. On Monday, we'll still be in the mid-80s, lower 80s on Tuesday. Then, behind the front, breezy and cooler weather will return to more sunshine on Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the mid-Ohio Valley into West Virginia, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the enhanced area across all of the Ohio Valley and eastward to the mid-Atlantic and northern North Carolina coasts. Remnant outflow from this morning's severe storms will reside across the Indiana, southern Ohio, and West Virginia region into the afternoon hours, with heating and moderate destabilization expected in the vicinity of this boundary. As weak energy shifts across the Midwest, redevelopment of the thunderstorms near the outflow will likely occur. Given the likelihood for a favorably unstable air mass and the presence of 40 to 50 knots of west-southwesterly winds aloft, the risk for organized storms and possible development of another southeastward moving thunderstorm complex is indicated, with damaging winds expected, along with some risk for hail and possibly a tornado or two. Storms should sag southeastward into the evening hours into the Tennessee-Kentucky region and parts of North Carolina before weakening overnight. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with rain showers and fog, 37 degrees with a west wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy skies and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 46, 83% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.91 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Stanley, Idaho, and West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm near 80, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 52. The average temperature, 65, that's 4 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.02 inches for the month, which is 8-tenths of an inch below normal. And 12.78 inches for the year, which is 4.82 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 96, set in 1888, and the record low 44 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows near 50. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny skies today with highs close to 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks and the northern Catskills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs reaching the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. Mostly sunny. Humidity stays down Saturday, mid to upper 80s. Warm and more humid on Sunday with highs near 90 under a mix of sun and clouds. The chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday, mid-80s. Lower 80s with scattered showers and storms Tuesday. And a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Wednesday with lower humidity. Highs back into the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.